Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Mike Force is with us. He's a part of the American Indian Movement yesterday that was out at the state capitol, and he's here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline this Thursday morning. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, for people just waking up and listening this morning, Mike, tell us more about what happened with the statue of Christopher Columbus at the Minnesota state capitol yesterday. Take us through that series of events.
Well, as you know, it's been going on for years, and we've had so many of our protests down there for that statue. As a matter of fact, Russell Means was down there, 20 years ago, and he threw his own blood on the statue to get it down. And we've been protesting it for, you know, ever since. And it was just time. It was just the momentum, and everything was ready. And it was time to come down.
So you have tried to remove it before through the political process?
Absolutely. There was about 2 years ago, we were there, maybe three, and they said that the Capitol grounds has their own department, and they're the ones who decide on the statues and the monuments. And so we started that process, just like it was done before and before. And so yesterday when the State Patrol came out and he had his, you know, handful of paperwork that showed the process, and we told him in, when we left yesterday, he was going to be coming down and we were willing to be arrested for it. And he promised he wouldn't arrest us, and he didn't. And it was very, very peaceful. Was very beautiful, and within 3 minutes he was down, and the process took 20 years and it's still up there. And so when I spoke with the governor and the lieutenant governor a couple of months ago about this, I agreed to wait and wait for the process, and we were going to have it done, you know, through the proper channels, and we were going to have a big celebration and a big powwow on the Capitol grounds, but the process just took too long.
And Mike, do you expect to be arrested for this?
Well, I turned myself in last night to the BCA. They read me my rights. I went over everything, what happened, and then they followed me home last night, and they wanted the rest of the rope, and they took my iPhone. And I said I wanted my iPhone back. I didn't feel comfortable with them taking it. And then they said they lost it.
Did you hear from the lieutenant governor at all? Because she tweeted and said, I'm sad the statue of Christopher Columbus is gone. And or she said, I can't say that I'm sad that the statue of Christopher Columbus is gone. I'm not. Our state is long overdue for a hard look at the symbols, statues, and icons that were created without the input of many of our communities. That was her response. Have you had any conversation with her?
I haven't spoken to Peggy yet, no. I've known her for over 20 years. I know she was there with us in spirit, and I understand why she couldn't help us pull it down yesterday. But I think if she wasn't the lieutenant governor, I think she would have been right there with us.
What kind of change, Mike, do you hope this leads to?
Well, I hope it leads to the conversation we're having right now, and that Minnesota, greater Minnesota, learn, come to terms with the foundation that Minnesota is built on. You know, the looting, the stealing of the land, the genocide, the Dakota 38 being hung in Mankato, Minnesota. You know, Alexander Ramsey and Sibley and the whole beginning of Minnesota and this country. You know, this country's foundation is built on sin and greed, corruption, genocide, and slavery. And when you have a foundation built like that, it's going to crumble. And we see it crumbling before our eyes now.
Mike, was there any coordination with there are other statues that went down yesterday across the country? Any national coordination on this or totally a local thing?
Totally local. And there were rumblings in the community about different groups sneaking up in the middle of the night and pulling them down. And I didn't think that was right. I thought that he was put up in broad daylight, 24,000 people on the Capitol grounds. They cheered when he was put up. And I just thought it right that he was taken down in broad daylight, you know, to the cheers of our people.
Mike, what band? Are you with the Bad River Band from Lake Superior, Chippewa?
Yes, I am.
And what other tribes were represented there?
You know what? I'm not even sure because I put the call out yesterday morning. I showed up and I waited, and then we got, you know, a very good crowd to help. And I would probably say there was probably more than a half a dozen tribes included.
Mike, what happens?
We had
go ahead.
From Central America, you know, Colombia. There was just people from, you know, a wide variety.
What happens today for you now? Do you know?
No, I just wait, and, you know, he said, give us a couple days, we'll get some charges, and they were very polite, you know, very understanding, and I went through the same thing with them as I told you why we did it.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call this morning. I sure appreciate that, and we will continue to cover the story in our 7:30 news. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Mike Forsha here on WCCO, the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, on the hotline this morning talking about the events at the state capitol yesterday. And Steve will have more in the news at 7:30. Next up, an update on COVID-19 and the pandemic with Dr. David Hilden from Hennepin Healthcare as the morning news continues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.